Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
It's the world of strange. A world gone wacky.
Out here, due process is a bullet.
And some of the scariest people on the planet.
I think you're bluffing.
Be afraid.
You know, you look mighty pretty when you get mad.
It's your odd news on KCHW.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.
There you go. That was a little flashback. We haven't played that show intro in a long time. Did I lose you? I don't see your lips moving, Val. Did you kill your mic?
There I killed is. My mic just because I wanted to clear my throat, and then I forgot to turn it back on.
There you go. But yeah, I played the one with John Wayne because I misfired the other one, and if I would have started it again, it would have started in the middle.
Okay. So, well, you know, it doesn't hurt to do a little flashback occasionally.
A little flashback. I loved that intro when I did create it, but the new one's cool too. We're kicking into odd news. Did you like Nigel, real quick? Did you like Nigel's forecast today?
Of course. Okay. You know, Nigel, he's growing on me. Mm-hmm. And he does come up with some pretty funny stuff. So yeah, Nigel, good job today. All right.
Good sportscaster. Good announcer, even though he comes out of a computer.
That's right.
All right. First story, a news attack study show that uninsured patients in the hospital suffering from traumatic injury are twice as likely to die as insured patients suffering from the same injuries. The difference lies in their treatment. Standardized life support machine versus manually operated life machine.
Oh, no.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Study shows that the more dating choices you have, the more likely you are to end up alone. Wah, wah.
That settles it, Val. I'm getting rid of at least half of these supermodel telephone numbers.
Good call. Yeah. Consumption of orange juice is down 40% from 2010. Apparently, these days, we prefer our morning vodka straight.
Exactly. Researchers say we can predict the success of a relationship based on the speaking style of the couple. And I'll use Val and Brad as an example. If the couple speaks softly to one another, things are probably good. If the couple prefers to communicate via throwing shoes, there's a problem. All right. Now we've got our main odd news stories. These stories are totally intact with truth. There is absolutely no fake news, even though we do little jokes on these ones. These are totally encapsulated in truth, even though they're odd. And here comes my sister Val with our first story.
All right. Police in Illinois responded to what was described as a customer dispute at a grocery store, only to find a man arguing loudly with a self-checkout kiosk. Witnesses say he repeatedly accused the machine of profiling him after it flagged an unexpected item in the bagging area. Officers report the man demanded a manager for nearly 10 minutes before realizing the voice prompting him was automated. Store employees eventually completed the transaction manually. No charges were filed.
Aww. What happened here? He lost an argument to barcode. All right, so I have written a short song for every story today. What genre do you think my song Barcode will get?
Ooh.
What kind of genre of music do you think goes with this story?
Techno, like EDM music.
No, you know, since it was a conspiracy theorist arguing with a computer in a poll, I chose country.
Oh,
I want 10 bananas and a gallon of pride. Scanner said unexpected item. I felt attacked inside. Red light blinking like it's judging my soul. I yelled, "Get me a manager to a pole." I'm in a fight with a robot again. It beeped at me like I'm stealing a pen.
See, country music.
I'm going to think of that song every single time the self-scanner does this to me.
I'm sorry. All right, man in Texas attempted to break a local record for the most plastic cups stacked into a freestanding pyramid in under 10 minutes. What organizers didn't anticipate was a decision to secretly use a light adhesive spray for stability. The structure held beautifully until the event supervisor tried to disassemble it, and discovered the cups had fused into a single semi-permanent sculpture. The record was then disqualified. Cleanup reportedly took 3 hours. All right.
Technically stable, spiritually fraudulent.
All right, my song is simply called Cups. What genre for this one, Val?
Oh, see, I would have guessed the Cups to be country music, you know, like as in Red Solo. I'm going to go with pop rock.
Nope, it's folk. Banjo, Scott loves banjo.
On the clock, I was stacking like a king. Tasty cups rising like a championship ring. Little spray of confidence, nobody could see. Now it's modern art, permanently. I glued my way to almost fame. Technically stable, moral shame. World record dream stuck tight. Elmer's glue ruined my Saturday night.
Ah, Elmer's glue ruined a Saturday night.
Oh, no. No, I hate when that happens.
All right, next one, Val.
In Ohio, police were called after a driver attempted to go through a fast food drive-thru in reverse because he missed the entrance and didn't want to loop back around. Surveillance footage shows the vehicle backing slowly but confidently through the entire twisty single exit lane, including ordering backwards through the speaker. Employees reported he successfully placed an order before being stopped by management. No one was injured. Authorities issued a warning and suggested future visits be made in forward motion.
All right. Confidence high, spatial awareness, excellent. How about a song? And what's the genre for this one, Val?
Rap.
You got it, baby.
Missed the entrance, didn't want to loop, so I backed it up smooth like chicken noodle soup. Tire squealing wisdom in reverse, ordered fries backwards. It could have been worse. I'm driving through life in reverse tonight. Big Mac, small four side. They said, sir, you can't do that here. I said, just flip the bag. I can steer.
Yeah.
I can steer.
Yeah, that's right. Authorities in Arizona say a man arranged to sell his old gaming console through an online marketplace, only to discover upon arrival they had mistakenly agreed to meet the buyer at the buyer's wedding reception. Should I read that again? Meet the buyer at the buyer's wedding reception. The listing had auto-filled a public venue location without specifying the event. Witnesses say the groom stepped away mid-reception to inspect the console near the dessert table. Transaction was completed successfully. The DJ announced it as the most efficient side quest ever.
Oh, man. It's like love is eternal, but might be missing some cables.
That's right. All right. What about this song's called Side Quest. Any guess for the genre?
I'm going to go with Rock Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled up with a console and a handshake deal. Didn't know I parked at a wedding meal. Bright and white, DJ dropping the beat. Group checking HD to my
Who does that at their wedding?
You know, I would say unless you were getting it for your bride, things probably aren't going to go really well for you.
Or somebody didn't get them a gift and they said, well, I've always been wanting this. They said, well, get one online. Well, I'll buy it right now. And they did it, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking that kind of spells a, you know, red flag for the marriage.
Mm-hmm. All right, Val, drone delivery is all yours.
All right, in California, a small private drone used for a neighborhood snack delivery service malfunctioned mid-route and gently descended into a backyard birthday party. Guests initially assumed it was part of the entertainment until it dropped a bag of beef jerky onto the bounce house and powered down. The homeowner contacted the company, which apologized and offered free snacks. No injuries were reported. The birthday child reportedly asked if all future presents would be airdropped.
Yeah, I bet, huh? That'd be exciting. All right. Today on Tech Minute, when robots just give up. Here's your food. I'm dead.
Sounds like a whole new business, though. Instead of, you know, clowns for birthday parties, let's just bring in a drone.
That's right. So this song, this 30-second song is entitled Land Already. And what do you think the genre is, Val?
Oh, goodness. Land Already. It's got to be some sort of outer space techno stuff.
No, it's about a kid's birthday party.
Bounce house jumping, cake on the side. Suddenly beef jerky falls from the sky.
Ah.
Tiny propellers humming like fate. Prime delivery crashing the gate. It's raining snacks from the blue. Birthday magic sponsor too. When the piñata starts to hum, you don't swing, you run.
Had to have a kid's song for that one, you know, kid's birthday party, bouncy house.
Okay, you called it. You called it.
All right. I was saving the best for last. Go ahead, Val. I'm going to give you two.
Oh, nice. Police in Florida stopped a man attempting to transport what appeared to be a full-sized inflatable hot tub strapped to the roof of a compact sedan using nothing but bungee cords and optimism. Officers say the tub began inflating from wind resistance while the vehicle was in motion, ballooning dramatically and obstructing traffic. The driver stated he didn't think air worked like that. The tub was safely deflated on scene. A citation was issued, though.
Ooh, so Florida remains undefeated.
He tried to bubble away from consequences.
And I won't ask you the genre one, because you've already heard it at the beginning of the show, and you know, baby, it's EDM.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Bader. Well, I'm gonna say I'm new to Barney, you just gonna met? No.
So that's actually right there. That's actually what he said to the cop when he got out of the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't understand it.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Bader. Well, I'm gonna say I'm new to Barney, you just gonna met? No.
To a hatchback ride, two bungee cords and a whole lot of pride. Hit the highway feeling clever and free, didn't factor in wind velocity. Next thing I know, it starts to rise like a bubble map reaching for the sky. Officer says, sir, explain your plan.
I said, I didn't think air
did that, man.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate.
Come on.
Science hit me a little too late.
Come on.
Floating dreams on a four-door frame.
Oh, no.
Now I've got a ticket in nationwide fame.
Check out.
Woo! Only in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how many times I've listened to that song. And the inspiration for that, because it feels very piratey, is Jet's band is working on their next album, and they're making a pirate album, and they let me write them a song.
Oh, so cool.
And that's not it, and I can't play the song or do a version of it because it's for them. They need to put the music behind it, not me. But I'm excited for the pirate song. And that was kind of the motivation for the beat on that one. So I hope I had a kind of a pirate feel. But
nice.
That is our show for today. I hope we did okay. Want to shout out one more time about Farcoing Val. You've made this beautiful Farco board with Bigfoot and the Northern Lights on it and coasters to match. It's got the bag. It's got the dice. It's got the cup to shake the dice. Tell us a little bit about Farco itself for people that haven't played the game, and then I'll get into how they can win it.
All right, Farkle, I think a lot of people, it used to be called 10,000. So your whole goal in this game is to reach 10,000 points and go out. And the scoring for that is a little bit different. And so it's actually printed on the board, so you don't have to guess. I've thrown in some rules so you know how to play the game. And I've thrown in score sheets so you kind of can keep track of everything. And I just think it's a great way to get the kids away from their electronic devices and the TV and do a little family game night. Brad and I have made a point every night before we sit down in our chairs and start watching TV to play a couple games of Farkle. And it just gives you a minute to bond and tease each other. And yeah, it's all good.
Have a little fun.
Have a little fun.
Now, you said he gets real competitive in chess. How is he at Farkle? I'm just curious.
You know, he's not too bad. We generally can congratulate each other on a really good roll. And so it's just kind of, you know, there might be some lighthearted teasing, but for the most part, it's like, you know, it's like, whoa, you just got 4,000 points. Good for you.
All right. That's way too decent of you. All right. Big round of applause for my beautiful sister today.
Thank you.
I also want to thank, we've got Ken Owens that comes into the show first in the mornings if you haven't caught it. And all their segments throughout the week get reposted if you want to see those tiny little shows. And then we want to send out thank you for Alan Mulani doing his funny weather forecast. And, of course, Joel Wozinski with his version of entertainment news, which quite often has very little news.
But it is entertainment.
But it is entertainment. That is true. All right. So thanks to all of our players and you for being here. Let's see if I can open this up real quick while we're closing out the show, because I did have a couple people during the last push for followers and subscribers to get involved with our Farkle contest. Now, that's the important part. How do you get involved with the Farkle contest and get registered? Well, it's simple. You just need to go to Facebook, Scott and Val Save the Universe, and follow us on that webpage. And then go to YouTube, Scott and Val Save the Universe, and subscribe on that page. Then on at the end of Saturday, it's probably like Sunday or Monday, we are going to go through all the people, since because they've only been like 6 weeks, these pages have been going, we're going to go through and pull everybody's name that's registered on both of them. And we'll do a drawing for those people that registered on both for the Farkle board. So that's the trick. Go follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube, and you're automatically in the contest. So super easy. We also, during the show today, Val, this is worthy of throwing out, we got four new followers while the show is going on today. So I want to say hello to Donna, to Kit, to Carla, to Christina, to Kim, to Shawnee, and then a website followed us called Laugh So Hard I Tinkled.
What a great name.
And you know why I'm
following. Wish I thought of that.
Yeah, you know why I'm following them now, too.
Really. Yeah, for sure.
I like surprises. All right. And also a big thanks to Elgin Dreams Travel, who is following us now online, too. And none of those
awesome.
Are paid. So those are just free thanks you. And thank you for those that logged on during the show and gave us a new follow. It's exciting to watch every week as we grow. So there you
yes,
go.
Definitely. And don't forget, if you want to know, because the people are going to know first who won the Farkle board before you ever learn about it, we're going to be announcing that next Tuesday on the show.
Yeah.
So listen in and be ready if you on either Facebook or one of our platforms to be ready to kind of type us something when you hear your name.
Yeah. Yeah. So, send us a note wherever you're listening, because we're up on a radio clearinghouse site where other radio stations can download our show. So if you're somewhere crazy, it was in the news today, Birmingham, send us a message from Birmingham and let us know you were listening through Facebook or YouTube. Doesn't matter. And don't, if you missed any part of today's show, you will find full versions of the show on our Facebook page, our YouTube page. And as well, all KCHW platforms. So we really double up. So if you're looking for something, you will be able to find it. And closing words from my sister. She's usually got some good ones.
I usually do. Let's see. What can I come up with today? May your day and your attitude be sunnier than the weather right now.
And I like to say sometimes it's tough to save the universe, but you can do it one smile at a time. It is that easy. Have a great rest of your day.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away.
Self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.
Yeah, how do they think you, Vader? Well, and I see my new to Barney at the school mat?
No.
To a hatchback ride, two bungee cords and a whole lot of pride. Hit the highway feeling clever and free, hitting factor in wind velocity. Next thing I know, it starts to rise like a bubble bath reaching for the sky. Officer says, sir, explain your plan.
I said, I didn't think air.
Did that, man.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate.
Come on.
Science hit me a little too late.
Come on.
Floating dreams on a four-door frame.
No, no.
Now I've got a ticket and nationwide fame.
Check out.
Mistake.
Right.